Welcome to the season finale of the High School Football Roundup podcast on the Southwest Georgia Network. I'm Walter Johnson, and on the season finale of the High School Football Roundup podcast, and just going to keep it simple, and especially with Thanksgiving just upon us as you're listening to this final episode for the 2018 season, or 2018 season, if you will. And lots to get to. Go ahead and get started. And we're starting the largest classification in the GHSA, which is Class 7A, and the Colquitt County Packers, and advance to the third round, or the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs, with a 49-29 win over McEachern. It's a big win, and another big win for head coach Rush Probst and the Packers. And also the number two seeded Lowndes Vikings traveled into Atlanta and pitched a shutout over Westlake, 24-0. The final score there. And Lowndes will visit Grayson up in Grayson, Georgia, in Gwinnett County next week. And see more on those games later. And at large, representative in Class 7A, the Tift County Blue Devils, and an amazing run through the postseason so far. And trounced the number one seed, trounced the region champion out of 4-6A, region 4-6A in Roswell, 42-7. And last week, the Blue Devils escaped with a 24-17 win at East Coweta. And being the at-large team, or the number four seed in region 1-7A, and Tift County will remain on the road. And this time they'll travel to Lawrenceville, Georgia, and Gwinnett County to take on Archer. And you see an amazing thing about that in region 1-7A. I mean, it's just 6-1 in the playoffs so far, including a undefeated mark in the second round last week. And that's unbelievable. And for a region with just four teams, and the only loss so far in this postseason, was Camden County, the number three seed in region 1-7A, and the Cats from the Coast out of Kingsland, Georgia, fell to Walton, 40-20. Couple of weeks ago, and that was back on November 9th, and move on to Class 6A, and the Lee County Trojans, and continue their amazing postseason run as they try to win back-to-back state championships there. And the Trojans from Leesburg crushed F&M County 54-0. Amazing thing about Lee County, I mean, and the Trojans and their head coach Dean Fabrizio have only allowed 50 points all season long. And on top of that, Lee County's only allowed more than 7 points once in a 48-13 win over Mundy's Mill in the first round back on November 9th. Almost 2 weeks to the night. And Lee County's also pitched 5 shutouts so far. And on several occasions, Lee County has surrendered exactly 7 points in their victories. And Lee County in all has outscored its opponents to the tune of 526-50. So Lee County has been piling up a lot of points lately. And going back to the 6A bracket, and number 2 seed Valdosta after rolling past Lovejoy 70-29. Had a much tougher test against Glenn Academy on the road, but still managed to eliminate the Red Terrors with a 35-24 win down in Brunswick last week. And number 3 seed Bradwell Institute, the number 3 seed out of Region 1 6A, north side of Warner Robins, pitched a shutout over the 4th seed out of Region 2 in Bradwell Institute. Final score 35-0 Eagles at McCall Talbert Stadium in Warner Robins in Middle Georgia. And finally, number 4 seed Coffee in the quarterfinals after outlasting Richmond Hill in Richmond Hill, Georgia, 20-7. So all 4 teams in GHSA Region 1-6A are in the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs. So it's been an amazing run, an amazing postseason for Region 1-6A. And as a matter of fact, all 4 teams are combined 8-0 so far. And that's very amazing. So more on some of these playoff games later. So I'm going to go through some of these other classifications and set some other action. And the Bainbridge Bearcats have been one of the biggest surprises of the playoffs so far. And first they crushed Jones County 40-13 at home in the first round as the number 2 seed in Region 1-5A. And last week, and they pulled off probably one of the biggest upsets of postseason play so far at this point in time. And they traveled to Jessup, Georgia, and upset number 1 seeded Wayne County 26-19. And the Bearcats will try to keep things going against Buford up in at Buford in a little town about an hour or so northeast of Atlanta on the Gwinnett Hall County line. So a little bit closer to Gainesville than it is to Atlanta. And also number 1 seed Warner Robins and already coming off a win over Locust Grove 27-7 and they pitched a couple weeks ago, and last week they shut out Weir County 35-0. And moving on to 4A, and the only Region 1 team that still remains is Cairo, and the Serve Makers trounce Thompson. That's Thompson with no P in it. Final score 38-14 Serve Makers, and they'll play host to Troop next week. And is skipping double A since there are no Region 1 teams. And number 1 seed Crisp County, number 2 seed Monroe of Albany, and number 3 seed Cook all lost in the first round a couple weeks ago. And no need to rehash the final scores. And you can just listen to the episode from last week. So the week of November 14th, 2018. And for more on the and how things turned out for all 3 teams in Region 1-3A. And moving on to Class AA in Brooks County. And lost a heartbreaker to number 3 seeded Washington County 34-30. The final score down in Quitman, Georgia last week. And Brooks County had a chance to win in the closing seconds, but the runner was ruled out of bounds, when he went out of bounds, just short of the goal line. just short of the end zone. And as a result, Brooks County's season this was cut short in the second round. And Washington County wins 34-30. And number 3 seed Thomasville fell at Dublin 23-7. So that leaves the number 2 seed for Region 1, Fitzgerald, as the only Region 1 team that still remains in Class AA. And the Purple Hurricanes traveled to Swainsboro, Georgia, and eliminated the Region 2 champion Swainsboro Tigers by the final score of 27-12. And how about in the Class Single A Public? And Mitchell County fell behind early against Commerce, the number 9 seed, and made a furious comeback in the closing down the stretch, but missed the two-point conversion that would have at least forced overtime. And the Eagles' season ends with a 35-33 loss to Commerce. And down the road along US Highway 19 in Pelham, Georgia, Pelham Hornets struggled against the Manu County Institute, or ECI for short. And the Hornets, thanks to a stop on fourth down, fourth and inches, and managed to score the eventual game-winning touchdown as they outlasted ECI 40-36. And also, number 1 seed Irwin County ended Miller County season in Irwin County, number 1 overall seed in Class Single A Public. And which I forgot to clarify, won 41-0. So, and how about the GISA playoff? And the only team from Region 3 in GISA Class AAA is the Tifton Area Academy Panthers in Tifton County in the tiny town of Chula, Georgia, just north of Tifton. And the Panthers improved to 11-0 with a 49-7 route to Trinity Christian of Dublin, Georgia. And the irony there, 7 points for Trinity Christian is in the Trinity. Trinity Christian had scored only 7 points, but those 7 points were enough to edge Loganville Christian, edge and eliminate Loganville Christian 7-6, the final score. And unfortunately, Trinity Christian scored 7 points, but in that case, this case, and those 7 points wouldn't be enough. And Tifton Area wins easily, 49-7. And also the number in the other two, while the number 2 seed in Golden Eagles, or Golden Raiders, I should say, from Southland Academy, fell at Heritage School up in Newnan, Georgia, 34-16, the final score, and the Southland season is over. And the same is true for number 3 seed from Region 3. And same thing is true for the number 3 seed in Region 3. And the Valwood Valiants from Valdosta and Frederica Academy rolled to a 60-27 win there. And then GISA Class AA in the quarterfinal round there, Taylor Academy, the Region 3 champion out of Dawson, outlasted St. Andrews 21-17, and Terrell Academy will face Edmund Burke out of Waynesboro, Georgia, in the semifinal round this week. And as for Region 3 runner-up Southwest Georgia Academy, the Warriors season came to an end up in Eatonton, Georgia, as Gatewood cruised to a 27-6 victory. And that'll do it for the playoff recaps. And And how about a brief preview of the quarterfinal games, and then in the brief preview of the quarterfinal games and each classification, and we will start in Class 7A start at the top of the bracket, and number 2 seed Lowndes, as mentioned earlier, will go to Grayson, Georgia to take on the Grayson Rams, and Lowndes won easily over Cherokee, 55-14 in the first round, and last week, and on Friday, November 16th, the Vikings traveled to Atlanta and pitched a shutout over Westlake, 24-0, and they'll face a Grayson team that rolled past Norcross, 37-17, in the second round last week, and the winner of the Lowndes Grayson game will face the winner of the Hillgrove Milton game. And also, the Tift County Blue Devils will head into Lawrenceville to face Archer. And as mentioned earlier, and Tift County outlasted East Coweta on the road, 24-17, while Archer won a thriller over Parkview, and the number one seed region champion out of Region 7. The Parkview Panthers saw their season come to an end. And so Tift County goes to Archer, and it's a battle of the at-large team from Class 7A, Region 1, taking on the number 2 seed from Region 8. And lastly, the Colquitt County Packers play host to North Gwinnett, a rematch of last year's Class 7A title game, in game in which North Gwinnett won on a field goal in the closing seconds. So head coach Rush Probst and company will be looking to avenge that loss from last season. And if, believe it or not, if Colquitt County, Lowndes, and Tift County all win this week, and they could be in a and then it would ensure that Region 1 would have at least one team advance into the state championship game. But like the old saying goes, first things first. And you have to take the field and get the job done this week, this coming Friday, November 23rd. And move on to Class 6A. And the Lee County Trojans facing Creekview. And Lee County has only given up 60 points all season long. And they'll face a Creekview team that's scored its share of points. And Creekview outlasted Habersham Central 65-48 to advance to the quarterfinal round for the first time in program history. And Creekview's only been around since 2006, in the first season of football for Creekview High School is in 2006. Just the 13th year for that program in Creekview High School. For those who are into Georgia geography, it's located in Canton, Georgia, about an hour or so north of Atlanta. You see, in their first season was back in 2006, going 7-3 overall. And Creekview, believe it or not, started out as a Class AA team. And seems like that school's enrollment has grown tremendously. But just fast forward to 2018. And this Creekview squad is proving to be one of the top programs in the state. So it'll be interesting to see how things go. And I think like in many big games, especially games between the number one and number two ranked teams in the state and two number one seeds, the team that makes the fewest mistakes, makes the big plays, and all that, and the team that executes, you know, especially in the fourth quarter, and that'll be the team that'll win. And the winner of the Creekview-Lee County game will face the winner of the Coffey-Lanier game. And Lanier got by Harrison 35-23. And already mentioned that Creekview defeated Habersham Central high-scoring game 65-48. So, you know, obviously, there's a good chance a lot of points will be scored between these two teams. And in the Coffey-Lanier game, you got the number four seed in Region 1 in the Coffey Trojans out of Douglas, Georgia, in Southeast Georgia, and number two seed Lanier up in Northeast Georgia. And also, number three seed north side of Warner Robins will be headed to Cherokee County to face the number two seed out of Region 6 in Sequoia. In the big game there. And the winner of Northside Warner Robinson Sequoia will face the winner of the Valdosta Tequila game. And just like with Region 1-7A. And it wouldn't be a surprise if all four teams from Region 1 and advanced to the semifinals. But again, all four teams would need to take care of business in the semifinals this week. And don't get all caught up in the Black Friday holiday hype and all that. So thinking after all, this is the playoffs. Once you get to this point in the season, every team you play going forward, every team a team plays going forward, will be very good. So it's either win or go home. No margin for error. And going to move right along to Class 5A. And already mentioned that Bainbridge, the number two seed in Region 1, will head up to Buford, Georgia to take on Buford. And Buford's been one of the premier programs in the Metro Atlanta or North Georgia area. And for years and years now. Bainbridge, I mean, it's had an up and down season going. It started off 2-0. And I think they lost like four or five in a row. And then after they upset the veterans at home, it seemed like things are just turned around for the Bearcats. Should the Bearcats emerge on top and pull off their second straight upset in as many weeks, so they could face either Stockbridge or Carrollton in Stockbridge, Stockbridge or Carrollton. And Bainbridge could possibly host that game, depending on how the universal coin flip turns out. And And the only other Region 1 team that's still in the Class 5A playoffs is Warner Robins. And the Demons, the region champs there in 1-5A, will face Clark Central out of Athens. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Dutchtown-Rome game. And Rome defeated Warner Robins in last year's Class 5A title game. So, and the potential is there for a rematch of last year's Class 5A state championship game. And let's go through these other classifications. And Region 1 champion in Class 4A, Region 1 champion Cairo will host Troop. And with the winner of that game facing the winner of the East Side Covington Blessed Trinity contest. So that game will be played in Covington, Georgia. And rounding out the 4A bracket, Cartersville will visit Baldwin. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Mary Persons Marist game. And that game will be played at Mary Persons in Forsyth, Georgia. And skipping Class 2A, again, since there are no Region 1 teams remaining, or no teams from South Georgia, so South or Southwest Georgia remaining, and Fitzgerald, the lone Region 1 team left, traveling all the way up into the Northeast Georgia Mountains to face Raven County. And should the Purple Hurricanes pull out their second straight win on the road, they will be on the road again the following week to face the winner of the Dublin Hurd County game. So that game will be played up in Dublin, Georgia. And then you got Jefferson County facing Rockmart. Jefferson County versus Rockmart. So you got East Georgia and East Central Georgia and Jefferson County taking on Northwest Georgia and Rockmart. And the winner of that game will face the winner of the Washington County Callaway game up in Hogansville, Georgia. So the 3 seed from Region 3 against the 2 seed from Region 5. And Class Single A Public. And Class Single A Public, number 1 seed Irwin County hosting Commerce. And Pelham at home, the 4 seed against Greene County. And 2 years ago, Greene County eliminated Pelham. Pelham from the playoffs, and that was in round 2 a couple years ago. Round 2-2. I mean, and that's an amazing thing there. And Schley County, the 7th seed, will travel, will make the short trip west into Buena Vista, Georgia. Buena Vista, spelled B-U-E-N-A, Vista, V-I-S-T-A. And to face Marion County and Schley County High School up in Ellaville, Georgia, about a couple of, about 90 minutes or so, close to 2 hours north of Albany. U.S. Highway 19 will hit the road to face Marion County. And that game will be played in Buena Vista, Georgia, which is closer to Columbus than it is to Albany. And see, in the Schley County advance with a 40-13 route of Tryon, and while Marion County, the number 2 seed, made a short work of Montgomery County, 48-21. And lastly, in Class 1A Public, Clinch County, the 6 seed, crushed number 11 seed Charlton County, 38-14. And the Panthers from Homerville, Georgia, in the southeastern part of the state, right along the Okeechobee Swamp, will travel into West Georgia to face Mount Zion of Carroll, or as in Carroll County. And Mount Zion of Carroll pitched a shutout over Dooley County out of Vienna, Georgia, 21-0, the final score, 21-0. Mount Zion of Carroll over Dooley County. So Mount Zion of Carroll will face Clinch County. So, and I'm going to wrap things up with a GISA. And Tifts Area Academy will face John Mellage. And Tifts Area just one win away from advancing to the semifinals, to the finals in the championship game in Class 3A, the GISA. And the winner of that game will face the winner of Heritage and Frederica. And all four number one seeds have advanced to the semifinals. And, you know, just looking at the brackets at the Georgia High School Football Historians Association, you see a brief plug on that. And the Georgia High School Football Historians Association is a, you know, excellent resource for on tracking the history of high school football here in Georgia. So visit their website. Visit the Georgia High School Football Historians website at ghsfha.org. That's ghsfha.org. Again, the link for the Georgia High School Football Historians website is ghsfha.org, Georgia High School Football Historians Association. And lastly, so in Class AA at the GISA, it'll be Terrell Academy facing Edmund Burke in the semifinal round. So the Eagles looking to advance to the Class 2A title game in the GISA up in Macon. And should they come out victorious? And on that note, it's just about time to say goodbye to the High School Football Roundup podcast for 2018, at least. But before doing just that, final thought, and just want to thank everyone that has not only listened to this episode, but all the episodes all season long, and think it'll be an amazing postseason the rest of the way. And it'll especially be interesting to see how the Region 1 teams are still around in the GHSA playoffs, and in the two largest classifications in particular, where it'd be Colquitt County, Leland's Tift County in 7A, and as well as Coffey, Lee County, north side of Warner Robins, and Valdosta in 6A. It'll be interesting to see how those teams fare. And also, I'm hoping in the coming weeks, and there'll be more content on the Southwest Georgia Network website itself at southwestgeorgianetwork.com, and also following on Twitter. And hope to do some regular news podcasts, soon. And then, just a quick news brief, anywhere in between, say, at least 1 minute and five, depending on the nature of the content. As well as something called, alternatively called Sports Bites. Again, it'll be brief in nature, focusing on sports content in Albany, City of Albany, as well as Daugherty and surrounding counties in Southwest Georgia, within the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. So be interested to see what happens there. And again, on that note, and that's going to end this final episode of the High School Football Network and the High School Football Roundup podcast for 2018 on the Southwest Georgia Network. And for the week ending Wednesday, November 21st, 2018. And again, remember to listen to this and past episodes of the High School Football Roundup podcast online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. That's southwestgeorgianetwork, all one word, .com. Also follow on Twitter at SWJ Network. And this has been your host, Walter Johnson, saying so long, and have a happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and a safe and happy New Year.